This is your wake up call.
Wake up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Being a mother, being a
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
It's Thursday! Now, today is...
It's not Friday?
No, it's Thursday. Today is Bring Your Child to Work Day. So I got a couple of my kids out there today.
A couple of them.
Yeah, I got my 15-year-old Madison, her best friend Kai, who came up here last time.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, Logan, he's 13, so they are riding with me all day today.
All right.
Should be a lot of fun.
I remember there was some incidents last time with spilling things and...
Yeah, there was some incidents last time. I'm sure there's going to be some incidents today.
Great.
Logan's a prankster. Madison already tripped off the curb and he's laughing. So I know it's going to be a problem. I already had to tell him. I was like, yo, at your age.
Well, it's always very exciting when your kids are around.
My goodness. All right. Now, also, shout to DJ ProStyle, who works here at Power 105 on our New York station. He celebrated his birthday last night. He had an 80s-themed roller skating party.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so a lot of fun. I mean, I haven't roller skated probably in about 15 years.
I saw you on the floor.
I busted my ass so crazy. My thumb hurts so crazy right now. I thought I broke my thumb. Like, you know when that pain that you get and it takes you, but you want to jump back up because you really don't want nobody to see you, but everybody's seeing you because you're the only dumbass that fell? Well, that was me. I fell last night. Now I'm super duper sore, but I actually had an amazing time. So I'm going to start roller skating some more. It was fun.
Yeah, I randomly have been roller skating twice in the past year. Once in Detroit, because I did a party at the roller skating rink. It was actually Coast for Kids. It was at a roller skating rink in Detroit.
I did that rink too, but I didn't roller skate that day. I just DJed.
I did. Shout out to Mila J. She got me to get out on the rink and roller skate. And then I had a roller skating event, a family day in Prospect Park in the summer last year. So
okay, because when Gia roller skates, she's from Brooklyn.
She's probably pretty smooth with it.
So they had, what was it? What was that thing in Skate Key in Brooklyn? Which is a big roller skating rink.
In Empire.
So she skated all the time. So she's doing tricks. She's going backwards. She's
I can imagine
twirling.
Gia would be good at skating.
Not me.
But you had nice roller skates. That's all that really matters.
I had some dope roller skates. I bought some roller skates like 6 years ago. I couldn't wait to bust them things out.
And then they busted you.
They busted my ass. They sure did.
Well, I had a good day yesterday. Actually, I was with Essence yesterday, and they were Essence Magazine. And they had a young lady that was interviewing me. She's 14 years old. She wants to work in radio.
Mm-hmm.
She's a cheerleader.
Okay.
So it was really good. She did a great job.
All right. Well, congratulations to her and shout out to Essence. And also shout to Bay. Charlamagne, he made the New York Times bestseller list.
Oh, good for him.
So congratulations to him.
That's a huge deal.
Go pick up his book, Black Privilege, something that matters.
Opportunity comes to those who create it. He says it 100 times every day.
I knew it was
How could
like
you forget that?
I knew the Black Privilege part.
Good for you.
All right, go get his book. Make sure you pick up his book. And today, John Legend will be joining us. So we'll kick it with John Legend. So
I see both Envy and I have on Adidas sweatsuits today.
Yeah, this is the...
Did we send out a memo about this?
No, I had to run out the house and I just grabbed it. So
okay.
Threw it on. So front page news, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about in front page news? We're talking about ESPN. This is really sad yesterday. ESPN has announced, you know, they announced a while ago they were going to be laying some people off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those layoffs did happen yesterday and some really huge names were let go.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Bad and Bougie. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Bougie.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. I just want to tell you, we work with some savages.
I heard.
Now, I just went in the DJ booth to set up for the mix, and I found a cup of Pepsi with chicken bones in it. Like
wow, Pepsi and chicken.
Like, that is just, you know what? That is just disgusting. Now, let's get in some front page news. Start off with sports. Last night, Washington Wizards beat the Hawks. 103-99, Wizards lead 3-2. Boston Celtics beat the Chicago Bulls. 108-97, both teams, the Celtics and the Wizards, lead 3-2. Now, let's talk about ESPN.
It's Speaking of sports, ESPN is laying off 100 employees. A lot of them are really huge on their personalities, and we'll tell you their reaction. But some of those people being laid off, Trent Dilfer, who's a pro football analyst, NFL reporter Ed Werder, Major League Baseball reporter Jason Stark, Jay Crawford from SportsCenter, Danny Cannell, who's a radio host, college basketball analyst Len Elmore, Dana O'Neill, Joe McDonald, whole lot of people being let go. Oh, look who came here, Charlemagne.
Hey, guys.
Now, Envy, it's been your kids to work day, so Envy did bring his kids. Madison's best friend is here also. They're on camera. Did they sign releases?
Oh, I thought she was light skin, my bad.
Did they sign releases?
I did.
Now, according to, I'll read you some of the tweets from some of these personalities who were let go from ESPN. Ed Werder said, after 17 years reporting on NFL, I've been informed that I'm being laid off by ESPN effective immediately. I have no plans to retire. Trent Dilfer said, laid off by ESPN today, although sad because I love my job, mostly filled with gratitude and appreciation for the 9 years. Now, Danny Cannell said, poured my heart and soul into ESPN for the last 8 years, moved my wife and three kids to Connecticut to go all in 5 years ago. Bummed it ended in 3 minutes.
Well, ESPN, it was time for them to make some changes because they do have a... I think they got like a group of people up there that really represent the culture, like the Carry Champions and Bomani and Michael Smith and Jamel and Amin. I just feel like, you know, some of that, they could have cut some of that dead weight.
But there's 100 people they let go.
They let go 100 people. A lot of them were on-air personalities.
I've been tired of seeing Edwardo's face on TV for at least 15 years. Edwardo, the one that looked like an alien, right? The little skinny one with the big head. That's not him. And the glasses. Which one is Edwardo?
You think it was John Clayton?
Edwardo reports on the NFL. Now ESPN made this move because they lost 10 million subscribers. And a lot of people are not watching on TV, so they have to figure out some alternatives. Basically, some digital-only efforts.
But they got it though. Like I love the SportsCenter. I love the Six with Michael Smith and Jamel Hill. I love watching Carrie on SportsCenter. Like they got the new blood. They also spent
a lot of money carrying the NFL. They spent $15.2 billion for 10 years, and the NBA $12 billion over 9 years. So it's just a lot of costs. Wow. A lot of subscribers are gone. Everybody's moving online, so you got to make changes.
I still watch ESPN. That's one of the only things I watch. ESPN is constantly on in my house.
Now, what else we talking about in front page news here?
United is doing 10 things, they're saying, to avoid having another fiasco like when they had that passenger, Dr. David Dow, who was dragged off of the flight because they needed extra seats.
Right.
They said that they shouldn't have called law enforcement only when there's a security or safety issue. They said they did not rebook the crew on an already packed and boarded flight. Mm-hmm. And you know how normally when you get on a plane and it's overbooked and they offer money for you to get off the plane, and sometimes I think about it.
And if you don't take the money, they drag you off?
What it is they offer you money, and then usually on an airline, they're able to keep offering more money until somebody takes it.
Take it.
They
right.
weren't authorized to offer any more money, so that was it. Nobody was going for that. And they didn't prepare their employees for situations like this. So they said boarded passengers won't be asked to give up their seats involuntarily unless there's a safety or security issue. Mm-hmm. And they're increasing compensation to $10,000 for voluntarily giving. That's a lot.
If they offer me $10,000, I'm getting off that plane.
I'm taking it.
Come on. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, I think about it when they're like, yo, anybody who wants to give up their seat, we have whatever. I'm like,
they got to do cash, though. Because usually they'll be like, you want to give
a voucher.
A voucher. No, give us cash. $10,000, I'm getting off.
By the way, I wouldn't even care if I got to go to work. I'm going to email my boss and say, look, they're offering $10,000 for me to get on the next flight.
They drag me off the flight.
So I'm going to be a little late.
You would take it, too.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. If you're mad, if you're upset, 800-585-1051. Or if you're blessed, call us up, 800-585-1051.
Hey, I'm truly blessed because I'm number 6 on the New York Times bestsellers list, damn it. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me.
Congratulations.
Okay?
There you go.
Black privilege opportunity comes to those who create it. I'm number 6 on the list.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
I sold more books this week than the Dalai Lama. Thank you to the culture.
There you go.
Okay.
Dalai Lama.
I did. And Bishop Desmond Tutu. Thank you to the culture.
There you go.
Damn it.
All right. If you're upset, you're mad, call us. If you're blessed, call us. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rapper. I'm gonna tell you why, man. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drug girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
This is Xavier and Devin and Kiera.
All that? Okay.
And we're
All right, why you blessed, bro?
We blessed just because we woke up this morning, got our day started. God blessed us with so much, a wonderful family, and we just good.
Yes, he did.
That's right. Well, today is Take Your Child to Work Day. So are you taking your kids to work?
Not today, no, sir. We actually own our own business, so every day is Take Your Kids to Work.
Oh, okay.
Your kids look bored, Envy.
They're watching what's going on. They wanted to get up. Hello, who's this?
It's your boy Bugatti, New York City, Harlem.
What up, Bugatti?
How you going to call yourself a car you never going to have?
That's not nice.
My name is Bugatti, NYC.
You had to think about it.
How you guys doing today? No, I didn't have to think about it. I'm waiting to get to you, actually.
Uh-oh. To get to me?
Yeah.
Why you want to get to me?
Because you're the first person that always downplays, let's say, for instance, rappers when they try to rap, but you're the first person to go in there and promote your book to the same people.
Are you comparing rappers to authors?
Yes.
No,
I'm comparing someone that has a platform that uses it against different people.
Well, do you rap, Bugatti?
Yes, I do.
I knew exactly. It. All right, let's hear something.
Okay, all right.
No, because it's the truth, though. It doesn't matter. Why does it matter if I do it now?
Well, let me hear you. Let's hear you. Can we hear you rap about
it? We give you props, but if you whack, we tell you whack.
Let's hear you rap about it.
We need a lot more doctors, engineers, architects out here than rappers, but whatever.
And people like you that are culture vultures and raping because you have a platform on the, radio.
Wow.
Okay, I'm giving you a platform to rap right now. Go ahead.
People. No, I don't rap. I don't do freestyle, sir.
Well, shut your dumb ass up. You don't want
to
make it.
You don't have to do it. No, sir.
Rap in front of millions of people, and you won't take it. That's why you'll never have a Bugatti. Have a blessing.
You don't have to rap a freestyle, by the way. You can do something that you wrote already.
He wasted an opportunity.
Like most people do.
Listen, the subtitle of my book is what? Opportunities come to those who create it. He had an opportunity. He didn't take advantage
of it. Look at young Josh from Houston. You know how many opportunities he has?
No matter how much I call him whack.
He comes up and he raps. He does his thing. He gets booked. So shout to young Josh from Houston. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This is DJ G. Willikers.
Hey, all right, DJ G. Willikers.
All right, bro. I don't even know how you got your name. I'm not going to ask, but tell him why you mad.
Yo, if it's one thing I cannot stand people being tardy for work. My coworker was late for work this morning, and I got out late. I hate being late. I think somebody else is late this morning, too.
Who's Charlamagne?
I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. If I have sex or any type of sexual, if I after 11, I'm going to wake up.
The kids are here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. They're here.
It's
been
your kids to work day.
If me and my wife do something after 11 o'clock, it's... He said, I heard it at home. What, Logan? What's wrong with Logan? Envy's son was like, you heard it at home?
Wow.
What?
All right, let's move on.
Well, you got to stop that late, did I?
I'm serious.
Envy, guys, the kids are here.
11, my legs are shot. I'm telling you right now.
You better get your ass up, though. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051, or if you're blessed, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Kendra from Jersey.
Hey, what's up, Mama? You mad this morning?
Yeah, because I didn't get to go to Ridgewood yesterday to get Charlamagne to sign my book.
Oh, man. Salute to everybody that came out to Bookends in Ridgewood, New Jersey yesterday, man. It was beautiful.
I'm sure he'll do another one in the tri-state area where you could get another one.
If not, I was wondering if I could send it up to the studio and you guys sign it.
Maybe you can come up to the studio and I'll sign it.
Oh, come on, man.
They
going
to let me up there?
You better not say that.
I mean, they might not let you up, but they'll let the book up and then I'll send the book back.
They'll let the book up.
All right, I might let the girl in New York do that. That's fine.
All right, Mama.
Where you live at?
Have a good day. I love the show.
Where you live at?
I live in Jersey, in Piscataway.
Okay.
Oh, I'm doing another one in Jersey soon, though, because, I mean, you know, it's a New York Times bestseller now, number 6 on the list. For the first week.
You got to stay in that tri-state. Keep it going all day. When you come out here, I'm going to get you some Chipotle or some Chick-fil-A.
There you go. You know my heart, baby.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay from Cleveland, man.
Hey, Jay from Cleveland. You mad, brother?
Nah, I'm blessed, man. Today is my birthday, man. I'm married. I got 2 pretty girls, man. I'm trying to do the right thing.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my brother.
Bro. Hey, Envy, man, can you please do me a favor, man?
What's that?
Look, today is my birthday. You know from Cleveland. Can you just, if you happen to have some Bone Thugs, can you play it in the mix, man?
Let's do it.
I knew he was going to request Bone Thugs.
You know it. You know it, man. You know Bone Thugs put on for us, man.
What about, it's not first of the month, so what about Bone and Biggie?
Oh, of course. I mean, look, anything you got, man, you got to put on because you think
about it. What about Thuggish Ruggish Bone?
I'll do Bone and Biggie. We'll start the mix off with Bone and Biggie.
And you can't say play anything, man, because I would not want to hear Crossroads on my birthday.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. What do you think about this, though, man? A lot of these artists stole Bone Thugs Flow anyway, so, you know.
That is true, but we'll do Bone and Biggie in the mix. I'll start the mix off with that today.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, Envy, man. I appreciate all of y'all, man. Keep doing your thing out there, man.
And happy birthday,
love,
bro.
Brother.
I appreciate it, man.
Hello, who's this?
B. What's up, Envy?
What's up, bro? What, you blessed or you mad this morning, bro?
Oh, no, I'm telling y'all why I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed because it's another beautiful day above ground. Get to go to this job that I love.
There you go.
But it aggravates me. And Charlamagne is the new Black Dr. Seuss, man. Give him a drop of
Dr. Seuss. It's not a kid's
book. Dr. Seuss.
What happened?
It's the new Black Dr. Seuss.
We talking about Charlamagne here, like, kid's book or any book. Let's get a brother some props for what he did.
It's not no kid's book, man.
New York Times bestseller.
Hey, Charlamagne, let him know. I'm giving you props, kid's book or not. Coloring book, it don't matter.
Hey, thank you, man. It don't matter. It's for the culture, man. The culture is out here buying books. We got people lining up to buy books like they're buying Jordans and Yeezys, man. We out here trying to empower and enlighten people, okay? Black privilege, number 6 on the New York Times bestsellers list.
All right, 800-585-1051. You can get it off your chest. Don't forget, next hour, John Legend will be joining us. We'll kick it with John Legend. But we got rumors on the way, Yee.
A lot of things came out yesterday. A lot of artists that are getting more additional jail time. Also, we'll tell you what R&B singer is spreading chlamydia out there.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
When we come back, we are going to talk about new albums coming out. This is going to be a singing album by a rapper.
Dad, what's chlamydia?
Ask your Uncle Charles over there. Right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club.
Hey,
it's
happy Thursday.
And I'm just telling everybody out there, I think you have it about, what, maybe 60 days to get your body in shape if you want a halfway decent looking body for the
shut
summer.
Shut up. I hate
what
your type.
What are you talking about?
No, it's the truth.
I hate you type.
I'm just telling people that
60
you need,
days, it's
about
already
60
spring.
Days.
If you do, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Want me to come up out this shirt real quick?
No. Yeah, we don't. We don't.
Yeah, I bet y'all do.
I said, no, we don't. And Evie said, yes.
You should be working out year round.
Anyway, but you have 60 days, so make sure you get your body in order. You start eating right. You start working out.
Sit your dumb ass down.
No, because Christmas usually F's people up. That holidays.
Man,
January.
It's April. You still talking about Christmas? Shut up.
Envy.
You got a gut. That's all.
I'm working on that. I'm good.
You said you lost weight.
I'm down 8 right now. I'm down 8. I got about 8 more to go. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. We're talking Kendrick Lamar, Trav.
It's about time.
No. What's going on?
Oops.
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee.
Sorry.
On The Breakfast Club.
Well, you guys all remember when Trey Av did his new Pac documentary to go out with his new mixtape, and he said some things about hopefully signing to TDE. Here's what he said originally.
So now while I'm in jail, man, people reaching out to whole world type of shit. I know him. Kendrick Lamar is one of them. He reached out to, you know, my dog Rob Markman. They close. And he said something to the effect of, yo, I see what you're going through, man. I send my love, tell him hold his head, whatever. And it was genuine, so I'm like, yo, I appreciate that. That's real shit. Now I get to thinking, jump on the phone, Hope. I say, yo, put the play in action, man. We gonna go out west when I come home, and we gonna sign with TD. Of course, he can't make that happen at all. At all. Doesn't make it happen. The whole shit just fell through.
All right, so what he said there was not that he had a meeting. And by the way, shout out to Rob Markman. He just sent us some packages from Genius.
Drop on a clues bomb on Rob Markman.
Kind of sounds like it's all Rob Markman's fault.
Rob's my guy.
Yeah, shout out to Rob.
But anyway, that's when Top Dog went to Twitter. He said, for the record, I've never had a convo with Trey Av or anyone in his camp. Neither has KDOT. Yesterday's story was fake news. Well, everybody had Trey Av looking crazy after that. But here is what Trey Av had to say to clarify his remarks.
Never actually said that. I said I was sitting in jail, and it come to me after Kendrick reached out. I said, yo, that's real. That was love, man. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to do that. And then I'm sitting down. I'm thinking. I say, yo, we going out west. I told Hov, yo, Kendrick Lamar reached out. He said, yo, he's saying his love, whatever, whatever. Let's get some people on the phone that you know there. I like what TDE is doing. I never signed to no major at all. I say, yo, reach out and see what's up. See if we go do something over there.
I'm going to tell you why Trey Av is a tad bit confusing to me.
Why?
Because he said he didn't say that, but then repeated what he previously said, just said it in a different way.
Well, what he's trying to say is he never said that they tried to sign him. He was trying to reach out to them.
To sign, right.
So he never...
After they reached out, He's saying that he reached out, maybe possibly signing
but
with them.
But the way he worded it did make it seem like there was a deal on
like
the table.
It made it seem like maybe they were in some talks or something.
He used words like fell through, Hove couldn't make it happen. He did say that.
Right, he couldn't make it happen, which means he couldn't. He said he wanted Hovain to reach out.
Right.
And he couldn't make that happen. I don't know.
He couldn't get Top on the phone.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Kodak Black. He was just found guilty of violating house arrest.
Damn.
That's because he went to the strip club. He went to that Adrian Broner fight. So he's getting 5 guilty verdicts. He got that yesterday in court in Fort Lauderdale. Now, the good news is he was found not guilty of battery. He was accused of hitting a bartender in the strip club, but he wasn't supposed to be in the club in the first place, so he did violate his probation. Because of that, prosecutors are trying to give him the maximum 8 years in prison. That's what they are pushing, but he will be sentenced next month. Now, what they are saying that happened is, the bartender said that he assaulted her. But what other witnesses are saying is that that did not happen, and they actually have video footage that shows that they were hugging in the club, which was after the alleged incident would have taken place. Mm. And according to the manager at that club, she said actually the bartender was bragging about grabbing his genitals.
Yikes.
That sucks,
man. I actually like Kodak Black.
Yeah, me too. He has a great album.
I ride around and actually listen to Kodak Black.
It sucks if he has to go away for that long.
All right, and Young Thug says he has a singing album coming out this week. He announced that he's going to be doing that, and it's going to be executive produced by Drake. He said on Twitter, singing album this week, EBBTG, Easy Breezy Beautiful Thugger Girls. Okay. And then he said, Ed Drake will be EPing my singing album. So that's coming out this week.
I don't know why that interests me. It does for some reason.
He kind of sings
like I
now.
Thug got a night. I like Thug's melodies. Thug's voice is like an instrument. I would give that a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a whirl.
A little whirl, okay. You want to be an easy, breezy, beautiful thugger girl?
Okay. Man, I don't care what he identify as. I'm talking about music.
Remember he posted that picture of Charlamagne?
What did he say? He said...
What did he say when he posted a picture of you?
Slime season or something?
No.
I don't remember.
He wanted to do something to you. Torch you.
No, that was another video.
This one was a nice one.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice one.
Yeah. He posted a picture of me and just put... I don't remember what it was. Like, it was weird. He just posted a picture of me.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right.
Hey, man. Maybe he just wanted to post a picture of a New York Times bestseller. Just want to throw that out there, okay?
You should send him a book.
I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. When we come back...
You don't strike me as the reading type.
You don't know that. John Legend will be joining us.
That was Riri when needed me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
John Legend.
What's up, y'all?
Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
We saw you at the Time 100 this week.
Yes.
How was that performing for, like, other celebrities and artists? Like, did they get into it?
They get into it.
Okay.
Well, it was after dinner, so everybody had a few drinks. I told everybody to get up. Let's... Mm-hmm. Have a good time, and everybody did. It was good.
Now, last time you were here, we asked if you spoke to Kanye with all the stuff that was going on with him. Did you ever speak to him with him supporting Donald Trump at first?
We didn't talk about politics. Yeah. Sometimes you get together with family, you just, you know, don't talk about politics.
Did you pull out your camera phone and flash him with the light? Like, just to make sure he's not in the sunken place.
In the sunken place. We were together for Easter, so, you know, we were just hanging out with the families, and it was all good.
Now, aside from music, you have so much going on with executive producing.
Yes.
You know, that's...
You want all the money, huh? You just want it all.
I'm just having fun, man. I like creating. I like working with other creative people, and we try to put out some good art.
You've been having a lot of successful things, though, that have been coming out.
Yeah. We try to succeed on all of them, but, you know, you with TV and film, you develop a lot of projects, and not all of them come out.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that do, you want them to be incredible, so you got to work with the best people, and... That's what we try to do. Underground is doing really well right now. We're really proud of the show. It's in the middle of the second season right now, and it's doing beautifully. And we got some other projects in the works, and, you know, hopefully they'll be successful, too.
What's this virtual reality project?
Oh, yeah, it's called Rainbow Crow. It's like an animated thing, a virtual reality animated project. I did a voice for one of the characters.
And you've been doing your acting thing, too. I remember I was on the plane just recently. I watched a movie that you were in.
La La Land?
No, you know what? It's crazy. I still haven't seen La La Land. Has anybody
here
seen
La La Land?
It was some movie where you were like, this guy was in the band or something.
Soul Man.
Yes,
that was way back. That was when Bernie Mac was still around.
I never saw that before.
Yes, that was me, Bernie, and Sam Jackson. I didn't even have a speaking role in the film. I was just in flashbacks. because my character dies at the beginning of the movie,
mm-hmm.
and they show me in flashbacks performing with the band, but it's mostly Sam and Bernie's movie.
I never even knew you was in La La Land, but I never saw La La Land, so
well, there you go. Right.
So wait, you executive produced that also, your company? Yes, absolutely. That's a huge deal, obviously.
Yeah, it's a pretty big movie.
So were you disappointed at this year's Oscars when they announced Best Picture and gave it to you?
I was just amazed and surprised. What a crazy experience to stand on stage and think you won. And then you didn't win.
Oh, you was on stage too?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Oh, holy wow. Yeah.
You see the memes? They highlighted my face like, John looks very confused right now. I was very confused.
It's got to be very conflicting because on one hand, you're the, you know, executive producer of La La Land, but then on the other hand, you're black.
Yeah. And I know Barry. I know Mahershala. Yeah. Like, I'm friends with all of them. So I was really happy for them. It was a crazy experience. And I was happy for our team too. Our director won Best Director. He was the youngest person to ever win. And Emma won Best Actress. So I was happy for everybody. I felt like both films are really deserving, and both films got a lot of awards that night.
What do y'all say backstage after that?
Like, yeah, that was like, crazy.
You know.
Can we share it?
It started with just utter confusion on stage because we didn't know what was really happening. Somebody walked out with a headset. And I'm like, why is he walking out with his headset on? I was like, did they speak too long? Or they're like, oh, show's over. You know, you got to go off the stage. That's what I thought it was at first. And then someone was like, it was a tie. And
that was a tie. They can't have a tie.
This is all little rumors going around. There's like 15 of us on stage, and there's all these little, like, you know, telephone game rumors going on.
In 15 seconds.
And then eventually it was like, no, we didn't win. Moonlight won. There you go.
Now, the question here is, what did Chrissy say after that?
What?
You should have seen her snap the next morning. She's like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Oscar winner John Legend. Not this year. Not this year. And she just kept doing not this year.
Now, did you know your wife was suffering from postpartum depression?
We knew. We were going through it together. And so this is something that, you know, as a couple, you realize is happening and you try to get help for it.
Because a lot of women go through it, but they just don't know what it is.
Yeah, we didn't know exactly what it was at the time when it started, but eventually you start to understand what it means and talk to doctors about it and, you know, try to get help. And I think a lot of women didn't have an example of people out in public saying these things, but a lot of women go through this, and they suffer in silence a lot of times. And they suffer in shame because they feel like something's wrong with them, that they're just tired, that they're, you know.
Right.
Because being a mother is hard anyway.
Absolutely.
And then when you're going through that at the same time, it's difficult.
Does everything piss her off? Like, you start playing the piano?
Well, when you're depressed, everything's, like, a little darker.
Yeah. And pianos make everything darker, depending on what you're playing.
No, but she's doing a lot better now. But when you're going through that time, it's, like, it makes everything harder. It's, like, you have less motivation. Your mood is darker. It's not a good time.
She didn't want to eat anything.
How was she towards the baby? Was she fine towards the baby?
She was really good with the baby. She was really good with the baby. So that's what made her think she didn't have it. Mm. Because she was like, well, I love my baby. I love being around her. But, the extreme of it is you want to harm your baby. But she didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
That's an extreme
Thankfully.
Of it. But a lot of women go through it. And I was glad she spoke up about it because I think it helped a lot of people.
Now, is it true you're starring in the live action version of Arthur?
No. I was like, the funny thing about Arthur is I was too old to even know who Arthur was because he wasn't popular. It wasn't a cartoon that was out when I was a kid.
Right.
And so when I saw it online, I was like, I don't even know who this character is. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we had some fun with that.
That'd be interesting, though. I mean, just to do it, you might as well. Because that's when you get in the last laugh. Well, y'all want to make memes and be funny?
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the rights to it.
Chrissy got a good one with the little ball. That was funny.
All right, we got more with John Legend when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G., Mo Money, Mo Problems. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have John Legend in the building. Now, Yee.
Now, is Baby Luna coming on the road with you?
Oh, yeah, she's coming. We start May 12th, and we're going all through North America through late June. And this will be Luna's first tour.
Now, this is interesting because we had a whole...
Yes. Had an argument about
That's
this.
That's why I brought this up because...
Oh, I didn't see this.
The guys in this room were saying that the road is no place for a baby because they need to be at home, stable environment.
Schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'll have a schedule. And, you know, we're on a bus. It's not like we're going up and down with flights and all that. On the bus, it's like a home anyway.
Right.
And
but it's you and Chrissy, though.
And it's both of us. Yeah. And ain't like I'm trying to do dirt on the road and, like, hide it from my child. Like, we a family. We're going to be a family on the road.
See, that's different. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It is different.
Okay, here's the, okay, well, let me ask what you think, Mr. John Legend. And I appreciate what you said before also about, for a lot of men, they say, oh, I have a daughter now, so now I'm, you know, with women, I have to treat them differently. Yeah. Even before you have daughters, he said you should still be a feminist.
You should still support women's rights and care about women's rights regardless whether you have a daughter or not. Absolutely. You have women in your life, and you should care about if they have equal opportunities.
Now, yeah, but what about breaking their hearts, doing and running through them and having 4 and 5?
Breaking their hearts. Women break our hearts and we break theirs.
There you know,
that's equal opportunity.
That's part of dating, you know? That's the equal opportunity thing.
But now, so here was the issue is that T.I. Tiny wants to go on the road. And well, I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work. I guess they're trying to do an escape reunion.
I don't know.
Yeah, they are
getting divorced. Okay.
But,
T.I.
doesn't want her to bring the baby on the road, and the guys here were saying she should just stay home with the baby and not.
Well, I think every couple has to make their own decisions. Put it that way. Every couple has to make their own decisions about what's right for them and what kind of environment they want the kid to be in. We feel like the road is going to be a stable environment for our daughter. We have a nanny coming with us. We have a whole team that's, like, you know, supportive of us, and we feel like it's going to be just fine.
But even as a single woman, if you're not married and you bring the baby and you have a nanny and maybe she brings her mom or something to take care of the baby on the bus, that should be fine, even if you're not married.
It's more than just that baby, because she's actually leaving the other kids at home, and they're, I think, like 8, 9 years old, and the nanny's raising them. And we were saying, if T.I. can afford it, it might make sense for her to stay home and
John is like, why are we talking about the family hustle and like I'm my own family?
You know what? The truth is we haven't encountered that yet because our kids aren't in school. We don't have a kid in school yet.
Exactly.
So it'll be a different conversation when when Luna leaving town will mean she has to leave school or other things like that. Then that's a new conversation.
Right.
And I haven't dealt with that yet. But right now, she's a baby. She has no responsibilities. And she has no obligations. And she's going on the road with us.
Now, how did you feel when Harry Belafonte wrote about you?
Oh, man, I was so honored that he did that. I've known him for a while, and I've looked up to him for even longer. And, you know, he's a great example of artists that have really made change throughout their career, and so for him to write that about me and for me was a huge honor.
Do you feel like artists are being as vocal as they could be? I still think even with everything,
I think some are. But some artists shouldn't be, in my mind.
Yeah,
because if you don't know what you're talking about, I'd rather you not talk about it. You know,
absolutely.
So some artists don't do the work, do the research, don't talk to activists, don't, you know, engage with what's going on. And they should, but if they don't, then I don't want to really hear their opinion about it if they haven't really done the work.
I feel like more people should be standing up for Colin Kaepernick, too. I mean, you've been vocal about
that,
but I feel like more people should be saying it's wrong that he can't get a job in the NFL.
It's crazy. He should be judged on whether or not he can play. And he also, if you're going to judge him on his protest, you should say that he was peaceful. He spoke up for something he believed in, and he put his money where his mouth was when it came to donating and actually supporting these causes and not just paying lip service to it. So, like, what do we want him to do? Like, what example are we trying to set for people that you can't speak out about anything, even if it's peaceful, even if it's done in the most honorable way? My sense is the people that don't like what he's saying don't like it when black people talk about anything when it comes to justice.
Indeed.
They don't want us to talk about justice. They don't want us to talk about equality. They don't want us to speak up. They want us to shut up and play or shut up and sing. And if we speak about these issues, then they feel like we're traitors to the country. We don't love our country. People talked about Dr. King the same way. And they talk about him now like he's a god, an angel. But they talked about him the same way back then. They didn't like the way he protested. They didn't like the way he did this and that. And the truth is, they don't like you while you're alive and protesting. Once you die, then they'll revere you. But the people that are enemies of justice are never going to support people fighting against injustice.
All right, we got more with John Legend when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have John Legend in the building. Now, Charlamagne.
Now, you've been very vocal against Fox News. You called them very racist.
Of course they are. Yeah, that's not even a controversial thing to say.
So when you see all these things that are happening now with
Bill O'Reilly,
Roger Ailes, and Bill O'Reilly. Like,
well, the biggest issue that they're getting in trouble now with is they created a really toxic environment for women. They harassed them. They, you know, demeaned them, treated them as less than human. And finally, you know, they're getting in trouble for what they've been doing for years.
It took this long.
It took forever. It took forever. But, you know, I think... You know, they're throwbacks to an era when it was okay to do that, or at least people got away with it. Mm-hmm. And now, now that society's progressed a bit, we all realize that what they did was wrong, and now they're getting in trouble. And the thing is, they would have kept going if enough folks didn't say, you know, they were going to boycott all the people that were buying commercials.
Yeah, it was the advertisers that really shut
it exactly.
down.
So money talks.
Well, you know, what's trouble? I look at Bill O'Reilly. He's off there, but now he has his own podcast.
Oh, he's good.
$50.
He's good. He's going to be rich forever, you know.
He's got $25 million from them.
He's on and on and on.
And you know, he's going to be rich forever. But I do think it's a meaningful victory for him to not be on the air.
Because sometimes you think you're invincible and you're not going anywhere.
And hopefully it means that even though Fox News puts out a lot of content that's not true and that is slanted, at least maybe they'll change their culture a bit for the people that work there. Mm-hmm. Because the people that work there, the women that work there, deserve to go to a place where they don't have to feel like they're a piece of meat every day and they're getting harassed every day. Like, they deserve to go to work and just, you know, be able to do their job.
Absolutely. Now, have y'all got any, like, knocks on the door or any warnings from Secret Service?
No.
Are you flagged every time you travel? They pull you off the line?
Every once in a while, I wonder, like, sooner or later, this might come back to bite us. Like, next time we try to come back in from out of the country, they're like... pull us aside and have a talk with us. Yeah, we might get audited. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as we're not doing anything illegal, I'm not worried about it. They don't have anything. I think Trump has a lot more illegal stuff to worry about within his own administration.
But he's petty, though.
Oh, he's petty.
He's petty.
Oh, he's petty.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
And the tour is starting
May 12th in Miami.
Who are you going out with?
Gallant is opening for me, and the first show's in May, and the last show is at Essence, New Orleans.
Oh,
looking forward
nice.
To it.
Man, it's going to be great. We've been rehearsing, and the tour is looking really good. And
when's the last time you been on tour?
The All of Me tour, which was 2014,
wow.
And a little bit of 15. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the early 2015 was the last time I was on the road.
Different now though, because like I said, you're going with family.
Yeah, with family now. Chrissy was with me, but Luna, you know, she's new. So we'll see how it goes, but we're excited for it.
Now with music coming out so fast, you feel like you got to do another album already, even though this one just came out in December.
You know, everybody's got their own pace. You know, people like Sade, they wait every 10 years, and then some artists put one out every year. I think you just put it out when it's ready and when it's hot, and if it's not ready, then don't put it out. So my feeling is whenever you have music ready, give it to the people.
Okay. There you have it. It's John Legend.
All right.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
It's Bring Your Kids to Work Day, and Charlamagne, we don't know where he just went. I think he's on the toilet.
Logan, get out Charlamagne's seat.
Say hi to people, Logan.
Hi.
That's Envy's son.
Get your ass up out of the seat.
It's time for rumors.
Logan.
Never miss a day.
Hush, you Mexican.
Envy, don't let him talk to your kids.
He's
crazy.
He got a Mexican son, man.
Now, why is he Mexican?
Because he is, man.
Why?
He looks Mexican.
No, he don't. Yes, he does. No damn Mexican. Yes,
there's nothing wrong with looking Mexican.
He don't look Mexican, though.
He definitely looks Mexican.
He don't look Mexican.
Yes, he does.
How does he look Mexican?
He does.
I look Dominican.
There you go.
Oh, he is.
There
you go. Just clarify. He does look Dominican.
He's right. He does Dominican. He's right. He's right. He's right. The kid's right. He's right.
Mom told me.
Young pro style. All right, let's talk about chlamydia.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Deputy Kenny Bryan, he's a cop from Mississippi, is saying that R. Kelly has been having sex with his wife behind his back, and he is taking R. Kelly to court for that. I didn't know you could go to court for that.
I didn't know that.
How old is his wife?
I don't know how old she is, but we have pictures of her. If you have Revolt TV, that you can see that is the man's wife right there. And according to Page Six, Kenny is saying that she confessed she had a sexual encounter with R. Kelly back in 2012. That was before they got married in July. Now, he believes that they hooked up again after that in October. She went to R. Kelly's concert, and that's when she started a full-on sexual relationship from that point forward. You know what's crazy? She even convinced her husband to quit his career as a county sheriff's deputy and move to Atlanta. She thought it would lead to better opportunities for him. But really, she did that so she could more easily access R. Kelly to continue their affair. So,
you know what's crazy? R. Kelly having sex with an adult. That's what's crazy.
Oh, that's what's crazy?
Yes.
Now, the other claim that this deputy, well, former deputy now, is making is that she got chlamydia from R. Kelly. And I guess he knows because he must have gotten it as well.
Drop on the clues bombs for chlamydia, damn it.
He's saying that now he feels he's entitled to money from R. Kelly and all of that. I don't know. Could you get money for that? Can you go to court and sue somebody for
giving you chlamydia?
I would think so.
And also, he's saying that she had him move to Atlanta and he hasn't been able to work. He's lost money.
No, he can't
so
sue.
So he wants to sue.
Because if you had chlamydia and know you had chlamydia and didn't tell me you had chlamydia, I would think that you would have some type of liable.
But can
lawsuit?
You sue R. Kelly for that?
Yeah.
Can the husband sue R. Kelly?
I think the wife can. I don't know if the husband can.
All I know is salute to all our listeners out there with chlamydia. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Make sure you get tested is the main thing here. Mm-hmm. All right, DMX has canceled all of his tour dates coming up. And people are saying it's because of an unspecified medical issue. He was supposed to do a show just Tuesday night in Santa Ana, California, but they had to cancel that due to a medical emergency. His show in L.A., his show in San Diego, all of those are being postponed. So some people around him are concerned about his health, and some people feel like he is perhaps having a relapse. They said DMX was drinking very heavily at the Brooklyn show last weekend where the Rough Riders reunited. And he's been having a lot of substance abuse issues in the past, so he could potentially have relapsed. That's what people are scared of.
Okay.
And to the dog, DMX. Prayers up for him.
Absolutely. And Kevin Gates is getting 30 months for that gun charge.
Goodness gracious.
Right. Terrible news.
2.5 years.
He's going to prison for 30 months. He pled guilty to the original charge of felony gun possession. Now, the problem is this. Well, you know what? On the bright side of things, according to Kevin Gates' attorney, that's not a bad deal, that 2.5 years, because he was facing 10 years. So he said they're very pleased with those results.
Yeah, but the thing about the way this music industry works now, 2.5 years is like 10 years. You gone for 2.5 years after just coming off a platinum album?
Yeah, but he'll get, 60% of the time good behavior? So he'll be out in about a year and some change.
I guess 2.5 is better than 10.
Absolutely it is.
At the end of the day. All right. And Johnny Depp, did you know that he's in $40 million of debt right now?
How did he get that much debt?
Johnny Depp, famous actor.
Now, he's still doing movies and everything. He's not like he's not popping. He's still doing good
movies. He sued his management group in January. He says that after he fired them, his new business manager found out there was some misconduct in all of the fees they were collecting. They didn't file his taxes on time. They loaned out money without his authorization. He believes the management group led him to his more than $40 million in debt. Now, they filed a countersuit. His ex-manager said their company did what they could with his finances, but he had a very expensive lifestyle, and that was his downfall. They said he lived an ultra-extravagant lifestyle that often knowingly caused debt in excess of $2 million per month.
Johnny Depp?
Wow.
Yes.
Johnny Depp looked bummy as hell.
$2 million a month to maintain. They said he simply could not afford that. So Johnny Depp is looking for $25 million in damages for fraud and negligence. He said, it's my money. If I want to buy 15,000 cotton balls a day, it's my thing.
What the hell does Johnny Depp spend his money on? He looks like he's just stepped out of a grave every time you see him.
That's because he's always a character, it seems like.
He has 14 residences. Okay, that's
14?
A lot. Yes.
Right, there you go.
He also paid for a luxury yacht, $18 million.
Oh, okay.
And he spends $30,000 a month on wine.
Right, so there you go. We have it.
And he
also paid over $3 million dollars. Listen to this, though. He also paid, this is funny. He paid $5 million to blast ashes of the author Hunter Thompson over Aspen, Colorado from a specially made cannon.
I don't see the point of balling like that if you ain't gonna rap about it. Like, if you ain't gonna rap about it and show it off on the gram.
That's a lot. $5 million?
What's the point of balling like that, Johnny?
Goodness gracious.
Like, what's the point?
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So, like a donkey. Yee-haw. Okay. Donkey of the Day. Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey,
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, April 27th goes to a woman named Christine Hoffman. Now, she's the principal of Campbell Park Elementary School. As soon as I saw this story, I said this is either in the Bronx or somewhere in Florida. Oh, because like I always say, the craziest people in America exist in the Bronx and all of Florida. And this story is no exception because Campbell Park Elementary is in Florida. Now, in my first New York Times best-selling book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It, I speak on 80% of white people being white devils. And it's up to the other 20% who aren't white devils to make minorities feel comfortable. And sometimes, as a white person, you have to walk up to minorities and say, hey, my name is Tanner, and I'm not a white devil. Now, I also said this on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah the other night, and since then, people have been actually saying that to me, and I appreciate it. It makes me feel comfortable. It helps me to navigate in a room full of vultures better, okay? I'm just telling you all that because I want you to know Christine Hoffman is not part of the 20%, okay? She's part of the white devil 80 because Christine Hoffman still believes in segregation. Now, I am on record for saying segregation was a great concept that was poorly executed. It should have been based on behavior, not race. But Christine thinks that it should still be segregation and that it should be based on race. I know. Hard to believe in 2017. Well, let's go to WTVT Fox 13 for the report, please.
A Pinellas County principal is out of her school, but not out of a job tonight. She was accused of racism last week after she sent a letter to Campbell Park Elementary staff directing them to put white students in the same class.
They're livid about a letter Hoffman sent to staff regarding class placements for the next school year. In it, the principal wrote, white students should be in the same class. At least 80% of Campbell Park students are black. Hoffman sent a follow-up letter Friday acknowledging poor judgment. She also wrote that what she meant was that there not be a class with only one white student. She tried to apologize and further clarify herself to parents today, but a lot of them weren't satisfied. Hoffman had planned a second meeting with parents in the afternoon, but instead, she asked to be transferred out of the school and has been reassigned to the district offices.
Now, black parents at the school released a statement and said that as black people, we are used to being the only black person in the classroom and no one is making sure we are comfortable. They are absolutely right. Okay, nobody cares when it's one black or Latino kid in the class. Nobody says, hey, let's make them feel comfortable. It shouldn't be just one of them in the class. Now, Christine Hoffman, I believe you are planting seeds of racism in a group of kids who probably aren't even thinking about it. The only person making anyone uncomfortable in this situation is you, Christine Hoffman.
Crack-a-ass,
crack-a-ass. Now, so, please give Christine Hoffman the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
Makes no sense. Let the kids go to school.
Right.
Let the kids be in the classroom that they're all in. If it's white kids that go to a school that's 80% black, then they just got to get in where they fit in. They better learn to dance. Okay? They better figure it out. They better learn how to crack some jokes. They better get it right.
Oh, my
okay?
goodness.
All right. That's it. You got to fit in.
All right.
What's the word?
Assimilate.
Assimilate.
Okay.
All right? A lot of us are forced to assimilate
right.
every day. So they got to learn to assimilate.
My elementary school only had two white people in the whole school, and they were twins.
Well, Madison, how many black kids are in your school, Maddie?
Abby's daughter is here.
Yeah, my daughter's here. Take your child to work day. Say it loud.
Five
in the whole high school.
Have they ever told you, Madison, you know, we want to make you feel comfortable, so you need to be in a class with all black people?
No.
Exactly. That's my point.
All right.
Assimilate.
That's a new word, guys. Assimilate. All right. Spell it, Charlamagne.
Not even going to attempt to. But I do know it starts with ass.
Yes, it does.
All right.
Ass, I'm late.
Yes, that's correct.
Ass, I'm late. My goodness.
I was late this morning, and I am ass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Both apply. All right, now up next, Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee right now, all right? 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on air. And this guy will be performing in Vegas. Get your tickets if you want to hang out at our suite, the VIP suite out in Vegas. Ticketmaster.com. I think you / The Breakfast Club, but look for it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee right now, 800-585-1051. What line are we going to, Yee?
Let's do caller number 3.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
Tyron Jones.
All right, what's your question for Yee?
I hear you.
What's your question for Yee?
Man, I just want to learn how to better make my girl understand that I trust her and that I got confidence in her because she feels like I'm insecure. You know, I'm a fly guy and everything. Like, I don't feel like I have no reason to be insecure or anything like that.
Okay. So you feel like you're not insecure. What do you do that makes her feel like you got to be more secure? Like, what is it that you're doing?
It's like, say she want to do something, I might make a facial expression or something like that to make her whole vibe get thrown off.
Why do you do that?
She do the same. I can't even tell you because, man, she feel like it's because of my mother and my mother, the way she raised me when I was growing up. So she feels like it's all on her, and I just want her to understand, like, you know, just go do it. Don't even ask me. Just do what you do. But she don't really get it. Like,
so she's giving you the respect of telling you something that she's about to do, like go out somewhere or do something.
Yeah.
And then you're making a face and throwing off the whole vibe. But she's being respectful by letting you know, hey, I'm going to, you know, a party with my friends.
Right.
So you would rather she don't tell you at all and just go do it. Would you really rather that? You would not.
Yes and no. No, you're right.
So why would you even tell her? That doesn't even make sense to me.
Because I don't really know how to deal with that situation. Like, I just don't. I'm all about respect, and I would hate for somebody. You know, I'm not there. Like, I'd rather be there. You feel me?
Why? So you don't want her to go out with her friends? That does sound a little insecure.
Well, I guess I'm insecure then. I guess I got to do better.
Right. I mean, what is it? Is there a reason why you don't trust her, or a reason why you should feel like she would do something else? Has something happened? Have you seen anything?
Man, I know she got a best friend and shit. And, you know, that never really sat well with me either. So, you know, just her knowing that she got a male best friend or whatever, you know, that kind of make me feel some type of way already, you know?
Okay, let me ask you this. Has she done anything? Is there anything concrete that happened that you're like, I don't trust her because this? So then that's not really fair. I could see if you said, well, one night she didn't come home at all, or I went through her phone and I saw this, or one of my friends, but she hasn't even done anything to deserve that.
You're right. You know what? You're right. I feel like I gotta put my guard down and just let her do what she gotta do.
It seems like the issue you have is not with her, but it's more within yourself.
How do I fix that?
That's something that you have to work on. First thing to fixing it is admitting that you do have an issue and that you are a bit insecure because she's noticed it and you're not labeling it what it is. So you need to let her know, you know what? When we discuss these things, I am uneasy about this, and be honest about it. Like, be like, it would help me if you let me know what time you're coming home. You let me know where you're at. Just, you know, text me while you're out. All of those things, anything that you think would make it easier for you. But it seems like it's something that you have to work on. But you can't be unreasonable because you're going to end up pushing her away.
Right. I don't want to do that.
Right. All right. So just always, I feel like, again, communication is important. When you feel a little insecure, when you feel uneasy, just express it to her, okay, in a very fair way, and let her know, and then let her know what she can do to make it better. But don't ever talk about your problems without offering a solution.
Right. I just wanted to know I love her to death, and I'm going to work on that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Good. I'm glad.
Good luck, bro.
I appreciate you, Envy.
All right, man. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. That was Fab, Can't Let You Go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Fab. I seen Fab perform the other night in the city with Chris Brown, and his show is way better than when I was on the road with him.
He probably has a better DJ.
Better be after 20 years.
Yeah, it wasn't 20 years, though.
Who's his DJ?
It
wasn't 20 years.
Man, I interviewed Fab in 19, no, no, about next year will be like 20 years. Yeah. His debut album came out of what, 98, 99?
99, because that was his first DJ on
the
road.
Yeah, he has a better DJ now.
Now he's more comfortable on stage, you can tell.
Well, he should be.
Yeah, he should be. Now he put on a good show.
That's all we ask for, progress.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we're in the middle of Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Michelle. I live in Columbia, South Carolina, but I'm from Jersey.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle, what's your question for Ye?
All right, my question is, how long is too long to support your significant other while you're in a relationship, even though both of you guys work?
Is he a rapper?
No, but he's a producer. He makes beats in his, well, in our house.
Okay, so he works, he makes money, and you make money also.
Yeah, but I make a little bit more than he does.
Okay, well, you're not necessarily supporting him. I thought you were going to say he's not working at all. You mean supporting him in his dreams of being a producer?
Well, That as well, but I mean, like, let's say the cable bill's due or the light bill is due. He falls short on paying those bills, and I have to come and save him. And let's say we don't have groceries in the house.
Right.
He falls short on providing groceries for the house, so I have to come in. Or any extracurricular activities, we go out to eat, go to the movies, I'm paying.
Right.
And I feel like we've been together for 7 years, and all I have is basically a promise for him. But I don't know, is this the long haul? Is this what this is going to be for the rest of my life if I decide to continue?
Well, now, nobody can answer that question because no one knows what's going to happen. Who knows? He could sell one beat and become the biggest producer in the world. You know, you never know what could end up happening. Or he could never sell a beat and you could end up footing most of the bill. But he does contribute, right? He just falls short.
Yeah, he does. But when it comes to supporting me, I feel like
you want to be spoiled a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
Which is understandable, and I completely feel you on that. Now, let me ask you this. Has it always been this way for the past 7 years since y'all have been together?
No, when we was in college, like, I didn't have much because I had just, like, left Jersey and just my aunt just dropped me off in front of a dorm and told me to send for myself.
So he basically took care of you for a while?
Yeah, for about a year. But, you know, now it's like, okay, it's going on 6 or 7 years, and I feel like maybe he did that just to be like, you know, well, now I got you type, you know.
And well, I doubt he had that type of foresight to know how long you guys would be together, and it was a carefully thought out plan. But I'll tell you this, I have a friend that's in a relationship, and in the beginning of the relationship, her man made a lot more money than she did. She was kind of struggling. But then there was a point in time where he was struggling and she ended up making way more than he did. And she had to really support him, you know, and things for the home. And he actually was a little bit depressed about that because it never felt good for him to not have his, you know, to not be able to take care of her. And of course, for her, there was a lot of tension because she felt the same way you feel. I want you to take me to dinner sometimes. I want to work and come home and my man surprises me like, let's go on vacation, you know?
Yeah.
But now the tables have turned, actually, and he makes way more than she does again, so you never know what can happen in a relationship. Do you believe in him?
Yes, I do.
Do you love him?
Yeah, I love him.
So then there shouldn't be a question.
I guess you might be right. But it's just getting aggravating. It's too much.
And the problem is this, finances are such a big deal for people. It's the number one that relationships break up. It's not infidelity. It's actually for financial reasons because people can't agree financially on what their priorities are. Sometimes it's an issue like yours where you feel like you're putting a lot more into the relationship. But you should never hold that money over someone's head. He does contribute. You make more than he does, as you stated, and he has these other goals and dreams he's pursuing. If he is really ambitious and you believe in him and you believe that at some point it's going to happen for him and you love him, then you should do everything that you have to do financially without complaining about it and look at it a different way. You're supporting your man because you love him and you believe in him, and it'll all pay off one day.
Okay. Well, you know, thank you so much. And
all right, no problem. Don't be holding it over his head like, I had to pay for this last time, I had to do this, because no one wants to hear that.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck, I will. Mama. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call her. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Let's talk about a phone sex operator. We'll tell you what actress was a phone sex operator and what the rules were because her book is coming out. Also, a new documentary about Whitney Houston that the family doesn't want to come out, and it talks about her sexuality.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Now, today is Take Your Children or Child to Work Day. And if you've been calling and they've been answering the phone, anything that they say is not true. All right?
I can't believe you're letting the kids answer the phone.
I told them to answer the phone and see what people want. You know, trying to give them a little, you know, something to do.
Why do you bring all 5 kids?
Why don't I?
Mm-hmm.
You see how hard it is to bring these 2 knuckleheads?
You're not even doing anything.
No, but they're going to tear this place up. So I'm trying to keep my job and keep my sanity at the same time.
All right.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to Jane.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, I love this story. 2 Chainz said, so I bought my mom a new house today for no reason. Well, it is a reason. She's my mama. I bought her a house 2012 before I knew I was going to be one of the biggest artists out here. Still, I love you, Mom. You deserve it. And my Aunt June sends me this. He posted a text message conversation he had with his Aunt June. She said, I'm glad that you are blessed to take care of your mom when she deserves all the obstacles she and I have been through. God, so fit for us both to be blessed. I'm very proud of you. Many more blessings for you. Continue to stay humble and watch what God will do. Love you and be blessed. I love her house, which she so deserved. So
nice, 2 Chainz. Congrats.
Beautiful thing.
To Mom.
He has his album coming up soon, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music. I did a playlist for it on Spotify, some of my favorite trap music songs.
Okay.
All right, now Nick Cannon is opening up a Wildin' Out restaurant. He's expanding his TV show. He loves that brand. So they're saying this restaurant will be located on the Sunset Strip in L.A., and that's all the details that we have now.
It's going to be like Wildin' Out Wings or something like that?
People will experience comedy. There's going to be musical performances. So I'm sure a lot of celebrities will pass through there as well. All right.
That'd be dope.
The rumor is Tristan Thompson is ready to kind of slow down his relationship with Khloe Kardashian. Now, according to Radar Online, some of it is because she keeps on hinting about being ready for engagement. They said Tristan is barely getting used to the idea of being a dad, and here's Khloe pushing him into a high-profile engagement. He also is upset that she spends so much money on him all the time. She spends a minimum of $50,000 a week on him, and he was upset she spent so much money on his birthday in March. His friends are calling her Khloe Warbucks.
What's wrong with that? She loves him. She wants to spend some money on his boo.
He feels like it's excessive. Maybe it feels like the point is you're trying to buy me being interested
in
him.
Buy his love, maybe.
Buy her love. Buy his love, yeah. All right, so all his friends and family are begging him to get out of this situation before that family takes over his life. And people are scared to join that family.
Kardashian family, yeah.
All right, Gabrielle Sidibe has her new book, This Is Just My Face, and Glamour Magazine actually put a snippet of her book up, which is pretty interesting. She talks about her experience as a phone sex operator. Now, she said her therapist suggested that to her because she was 21, she couldn't afford to go to school, she couldn't get a job, so that's when her therapist said you should try phone sex, and she actually details what it was that she was required to do. She said the base pay, and she was making potentially up to $15 an hour or for talking on the phone.
Really?
Now, they also told her what she shouldn't say to a caller. They said there were FCC regulations. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, you can't discuss certain things on the phone. You can't discuss drugs, weapons, blood, or anything of a sexual nature pertaining to anyone under 18. She said a lot of men would call and say, my stepdaughter is 8. And then you have to say, let's keep the party for people above the age of 18. And then men would say, my stepdaughter is 18. So most likely, she said, they didn't have a stepdaughter at all, but they had this fantasy. And then sometimes they would say things like, they want to stab you. She said you would politely decline and make him aware of the rules. You can spank, but no wounds and no bleeding. Some callers want to be choked to death. You offer to choke them until they pass out, but they are to remain alive. And another rule was you had to be good old American white. The average caller is a white male. Mm. So they said after oppressing the rest of the world all day, that white dude wants to go home, call a phone sex line, and talk to girls he's seen in porn or on TV.
Yeah, so black people go to strip club usually. Talk to those strippers.
But that's Gabrielle Sidibe's book, This Is Just My Face. So it sounds like a pretty interesting read about how she got to where she got to. And last but not least, Whitney Houston. There's a Tribeca Film Festival. At the Tribeca Film Festival, the Whitney Can I Be Me?
Yeah, I don't like this.
Documentary came out, and it calls into question her sexuality because of her relationship with her best friend and her assistant, Robin Crawford. So that's what they're kind of alluding to in this documentary. They're also saying that part of the reason why she had her downfall was because Robin Crawford left her. They said allegedly that Bobby Brown and Robin Crawford would battle for her love, and right. That was the downfall when Robin left. She was the person that kept her sane.
Okay.
All right, and it's going to be on Showtime in August.
And the
by
family's
the way.
Not supporting it, and her best friend's not supporting it either. Nobody's
supporting it. Nope.
All right. Thank you, Yee, for those rumors.